Now for our second example. The Bodhisattva Subahu declared, Bodhisattva spirit and disciple spirit are two. When both are seen to resemble an illusory spirit, there is no Bodhisattva spirit, nor any disciple spirit. Thus, the sameness of natures of spirits is the entrance into non-duality. This is Thurman's translation. Here, spirit does not mean spook. It means something more like mental attitude. It translates the Sanskrit chitta and its equivalents. Lamotte's translation, again, is clearer. It reads, the Bodhisattva Subahu said, Bodhisattva mind and listener mind are two. If it is seen that these two minds are the same as an illusionary mind, there is neither Bodhisattva mind nor listener mind. This sameness of the mark of minds is the entry into non-duality. In the original Sanskrit, illusory spirit or illusionary mind is maya chitta. Illusionary mind is not a mind that is absolutely non-existent. It is a mind that cannot be defined in terms of existence or non-existence, just like the magical show. It is a mind that has a relatively real existence. This relatively real mind sees things in a relatively real way. It sees things in terms of pairs of opposites which are mutually exclusive. For instance, self and other, good and bad, pure and impure. The illusionary mind, the maya citta, therefore corresponds in a way to the klishta manu vijnana, or soiled mind consciousness. And one of the ways in which the illusionary mind sees things in terms, is in terms of gaining emancipation for oneself alone or gaining emancipation for others. If the illusionary mind identifies itself with the latter, it becomes the Bodhisattva mind. If it identifies with the former, it becomes the Shravaka mind, the listener or disciple mind. But the truth is that in the ultimate sense, the distinction is unreal. It's only relatively real. One cannot progress spiritually oneself without paying attention to the needs of others, without developing friendliness and compassion. One cannot help others to progress spiritually unless one has progressed oneself. Bodhisattva mind and disciple mind are therefore not mutually exclusive. The Bodhisattva ideal and the Arahat ideal are not mutually exclusive. Hinayana and Mahayana are not mutually exclusive. They're products of the same illusionary mind. Both represent attempts on the part of this illusionary, relative and dualistic mind to apprehend the nature of the non-dual spiritual ideal. If we understand the limitations of that mind, we'll understand the limitations of Bodhisattva mind and disciple mind considered as mutually exclusive. The realization that Bodhisattva mind and disciple mind are both the same as an illusionary mind will be the entrance into non-duality. This doesn't mean that we shall no longer use terms like bodhisattva ideal and arahat ideal. But it will mean using them, realizing that they have only a relative validity. They are not ends in themselves. Their function is simply to help us grow.